Facebook friendship with the teacher took her down a slippery slope.
19-year-old Alicia Cotolo, like so many others her age, has been known to spend up to 4 hours a day on Facebook.
I probably have about 400 Facebook friends, and most of them are people that I have met face-to-face.
But just over 2 years ago, when she was a junior in high school, she got an unexpected friend request from her teacher.
I didn't think anything of it because it wasn't a stranger. It was someone I knew, someone I trusted.
And it was that trust in him that took the relationship to a different level. The conversations became about more than just math class.
I remember that we were talking online one night, and I had to fix a situation that was going on at home. When I came back, I was crying and I was really upset, and he could tell, and then he asked me what was wrong, and I kind of opened up and told him what was going on, how misunderstood I felt, how alone I felt, and that's when it kind of all started to change into a more flirtatious atmosphere.
The relationship became physical, and the communication moved from the computer to her teacher's home. Alicia knew she was in trouble.
I hated myself because I knew I was smarter than that. But at the same time, the being understood by someone, finally, for once in 4 or 5 years, it was nice, and that's probably what kept me, you know, going over there.
After a few months, Alicia put an end to the relationship and reported her teacher to the authorities. He got sentenced to probation for 18 months and had to register as a sex offender.
I don't understand why somebody would do that to someone else. I don't understand why you would take a vulnerable teenage girl who already has self-esteem issues and bring her down to that point.
And although Alicia's story is extreme, the idea of teachers and students being online friends is more common than you might think. In fact, a new poll by